James Alexander Gordon. He died yesterday at the age of 78. He was the immortal voice of British footy results. That would be soccer results.
First, the classified football results as ever, read by James Alexander Gordon.
Barclays Premier League. Manchester City 3, Sunderland 0. Swansea City 2, Reading 2.
Every Saturday for 40 years, you could hear James Alexander Gordon, nicknamed Jag, over the British airwaves. He began reading the scores in 1973 on a whim.
I just read the news at 4 o'clock, and the presentation editor came in and said, James, nip over to the sports room and read the classified football results. Was I nervous? Not really nervous. I was excited at the prospect of being privileged to do this.
Now, the weird thing is, Jag was not a great football fan. In fact, other than a little bit of golf, he wasn't much of a sports fan at all. What he did know was music.
In the first game, it was Arsenal versus Manchester United. I'll always remember that. And I thought, I wonder if I could do that a bit differently to what everybody else had done. So I looked at Arsenal and I thought, they've lost. I'm very sorry for them. Manchester United have won. I'm delighted for them. And being musical, I thought, I'll get a, try and get a rhythm with this. Totally illogical, really. And I said, Arsenal, no. Manchester United, too. And that was just as simple as that, really.
And from that point forward, reading the football scores became something of his own weekly symphony.
Millwall 2, Bolton Wanderers 1. Peterborough United 0, Nottingham Forest 1.
He knew when to go up with the voice, down with the voice, and he just seemed to pitch it just right. He did it all with perfect enunciation.
That's Jimmy Armfield, the former England captain and now a BBC pundit. Jag was indeed famous for his perfect enunciation, not even messing up when the tongue-twisting team's East Fife played Forfar Athletic.
Of course, one day I'd love to read out on the air, Forfar Athletic 5, East Fife 4. I'd love to do that.
Catch that, Forfar Athletic 5, East Fife 4. Sadly, Gordon never got to read out that score. He finally retired last year after being diagnosed with cancer and had to get surgery to remove his larynx. But for many Brits, both football and non-football fans alike, his voice will go down in history. Or in the words of football poet Crispin Thomas, sometimes victory can mean so much. Sometimes victory is right within your clutch. Only one person you can really, really trust, James Alexander Gordon.
Barclays Premier League. Arsenal 0, Swansea City 2. Fulham 0, Tottenham Hotspur 3. Liverpool 1, Southampton 0.
And that's all from us today from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.
Reading against Manchester United.